Jesus a big hand and please be seated. In this covenant hour prayer, it is testimony time. Please listen to the following documented testimonies and you shall be the next to testify. Number one, house and a car owner in one day via soul winning. I had covenanted to win some souls, so I decided to embark on a personal outreach in addition to what my team was doing, especially during the last week of operation by all means. On Monday, I had a reason to go to the hospital to minister to one of my converts who was sick. And when I was leaving, I had 15,000 naira on me to clear her hospital bill. When I got to the hospital, they computed the bill and it was about 33,000 naira. I was trying to negotiate with them to release her so I could come back to balance up. Unknown to me, a man was watching me. The man walked up to me and asked if the woman was my mother. I replied, she is my convert. The man asked why I was paying her bill and taking care of her. I replied that it has become my responsibility to take care of her. Immediately, he brought out money and paid the remaining bill. Someone celebrate Jesus. He then inquired the church I attend and I told him. Suddenly, he offered to give me a ride back to the church. I invited him to fellowship with us in church on Sunday. He agreed and promised to come to church with his family. At this point, I was glad because I have achieved my 10 covenanted souls. Suddenly, heaven broke loose on me. 3 days after, I received a call that asked me to come to Airport Road urgently. When we got there, to my amazement, the God that pays fastest and safest had packaged a twin bomb explosion miracle for me. Someone celebrate Jesus. It was a call from my elder brother in Abuja. He said, since on Monday he has been disturbed. He then said, the 2-bedroom flat in Kurudu, Abuja, consider it your own from now. I could not believe what I was hearing. He further said, the young man I am with now will hand over the key of a car to you. Someone celebrate Jesus with a hand clap. He said, that car also is yours. Within a moment, I became both a house and a car owner in one day. I am here to return all the glory to God. The testifier is Sunday Joseph. Someone celebrate Jesus Christ with a hand clap. Number two, kingdom advancement and soul winning pays. I praise the God of my father, Bishop Oyedepo, who has given me a new dawn indeed. Since I got married, I have not had a stable job. When the Wonder Double Agenda began in 2015, I joined with all my heart. I then joined in partnering with other fervent members of the church as instructed. We passionately gave out flyers and followed up after souls. During Operation Take Your Territory for Christ, we engage even more. I also increased my tempo and scope of engagement during Operation 615 as instructed by my father, by using my morning hours to pray for the kingdom and the evenings to go out winning souls. I use the weekends to follow up after souls, reminding them of Sunday services and midweek to get feedback from my converts and invitees. Suddenly, I was called for an interview in June, and this time I was given the job in my desired career. Are you celebrating Jesus? I have come to give all the glory back to God, who has terminated 7 years of joblessness and career stagnation. Jesus, I thank you. Praise the Lord. The testifier is O.O. Favor. For these wondrous works of the Lord, please could you rise up to your feet. Put those hands together for Jesus.
Hallelujah. Lift up those two hands, everyone, and give God thanks this morning again for answered prayers. Give him thanks for those amazing testimonies. Give him thanks for waking you up this morning and make you a part of this early morning encounter with God. Give him glory and praise. Now ask him to speak to you this morning, everyone. I want to hear from you, Jesus. All the people came early in the morning to the temple to hear him. Jesus, speak to me this morning. Move me forward by your word. Open new doors to my life. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for answers to our prayers. Thank you for those amazing testimonies. Thank you for what awaits each one of us this morning. According to as we have prayed, speak to each one of us today and let your name be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Again, welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and get seated, please. Running with the prize in view. Every believer has a God-given capacity to bear fruits. Every. I'm divine, ye are the branches. You have not chosen me, I have chosen you that you should go and bring forth fruits, that your fruit should abide. So every branch is ordained a fruit-bearing branch. John 15, verse 1 and then verse 16. We saw in the parable of the talents in Matthew chapter 25 and verse 15, he gave to everyone according to their several ability. He gave to everyone. So everyone has God's inbuilt capacity to bear fruit. Everyone. Why some will take that responsibility, others will despise it. Each one makes his choice. But everyone has the God-given capacity to bear fruit. We also saw that every believer is ordained an ambassador for Christ by reconciling the lost back to God. From 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, if any man be in Christ, a new creature, all things are passed away, behold, all things have become new. And all these things of God who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given all of us who are new creatures the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. To wit that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. We have an assignment of reconciliation. He's given us the word of reconciliation. I mean, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in God's stead, be ye reconciled unto God. So we have the ministry of reconciling the world back to God. We have the tool in our hands. Everybody. As soon as you are saved, you have a ministry of reconciliation on your life. The woman Samaritan woman by the well had Jesus. Went to town same time. Hey, come see a man who told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Same time. Same time. We all have received the ministry of reconciliation at new birth. Come and see. Come. You don't need experience for that. You don't need maturity for that. Come and see. Come and see. We had the testimony of a woman here that went about sharing flyers. Does not speak one word of English. Went about in our environment. 50-year-old has never had a child. She was mocked, assaulted, confronted by very bitter women. You barren woman, if you had a child, will you be sharing flyers about? The same year she had that, she kept doing it. That same year she became pregnant and gave birth to a bouncing baby boy. First time. Everybody has capacity to bring people to Christ. We have it at various levels, but there is no one that does not have. There is no one that does not have. She never preached a word. She just was putting in the sequel. And God said, yes, you're fulfilling your ministry of reconciliation. Yes, you're fulfilling that ministry. I'm committed. I'm committed. I'm committed. Somebody took a tract in Lekki and squeezed it and threw it away. Somebody has picked it, straightened it up, read it. I have to be there. I have to be there. And he came in here and Jesus turned his life around like a dream of the night. Somebody squeezed it, another one picked it. And God spoke to that man through the content of this tract. Every believer has a ministry, and it's called the ministry of reconciliation. Everyone. Someone here got a tract, and the testimony there was just speaking to his situation. So he came on Saturday to wait. He doesn't want to make the service on Sunday. And he didn't know the place. So instead of going about looking for the place, let me come locate the place on Saturday and sleep here. Came and met Jesus. Can I hear your amen? Every believer, no excuse. Every believer has a clear-cut ministry of reconciliation with a word of reconciliation. The word is printed here. In case you can't speak to anybody, you can give anybody. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. You are a sower. You sow. Some fall to the good ground. Others among thorns. Others on the rock. But you are sowing. Someone here contemplated suicide and had put the drug he would drug himself with in his back pocket. But somebody has handed over to him a tract. Jesus delivers from indebtedness. So while he wanted to pull out the tablet and whatever, the flyer came out with it. He threw the flyer. He was going to die for indebtedness. He saw there's a way out. Came out with death on his face. Early morning to the secretariat. Jesus rescued him like the thief by the right hand side. At the point of death, he was rescued. Everybody has a ministry of reconciliation. and you have that open-ended opportunity in this church to make it happen. We had the testimony of somebody who took 1,000 flyers every week and was trekking around, and Jesus turned his story. His business failed in Benin. He packed to Lagos to be with his mother. What a failure was that? But Jesus turned his life around like a dream of the night. He began to pay tithe in 6 digits per week. Somebody's story is turning. He said, put ye in the sickle because the harvest is right. Put ye in the sickle, the harvest is right. The harvest is right. Somebody has took 1,200. I want to beat him. And went white. Trekking, being insulted. Jesus just took him up and lifted him. Changed his story forever. Many people's story will be changed this season. Operation who is on the Lord's side will decorate your destiny. We recover every dying destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. There was this arm robber that came one Sunday morning sweating. What was it? They went for an operation. All his colleagues were killed. So at the end of it, he looked at his back pocket and saw a tract. He said, this is what exempted me. Ran down here with his charms. I want to surrender to Jesus. God saved. I know he's somewhere in church today. Praise God. Come and give the Lord praise. The head of their gang, the most charmed person, was killed. Everybody went. Only him escaped. And God must have told him, see what is in your pocket. That's what exempted you. Run now for your life. Everybody has an open-ended platform to get on the go for Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. One Wednesday we saw a Muslim man here in this church. He said that thing was just telling him, that paper you collected, go and check it. Go and check it and go there now. And go there now. So he just... He arrived on Wednesday. There was service going on. Gave his life to Christ and got into the faith. The fire of God on the flyer. The prayer prayed on it brought conviction and brought him to the Lord. So don't toy with this. Don't play with it. We are coming off with millions of tracts to give everybody an opportunity to express which side he is. Hello, Jesus loves you. And we have it in currency size. You just spend it as required. Come to Winners for your marital breakthrough. Come to Winners for your desired financial breakthrough. Come to Winners for the solution of peace in your home. Come to Winners for your desired miracle jobs. Come to Winners for your rescue from indebtedness. Come to Winners for your long-awaited breakthrough. Come to Winners for your desired change of story. Come to Winners for your miracle babies. Come to Winners for your healing. Come to Winners for an end to your secret tears. Come to Winners for your deliverance from addictions. And then come to Winners for settlement on Sunday. Praise God. That is fulfilling your ministry of reconciliation. Fulfilling your ministry of reconciliation. There are people flowing around in your various areas. Just moving there. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Amen. Unashamedly, excitedly, delightsomely. You find God just recording, 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 recording. Those who share 1,000 tribes, I don't think they have anybody's name, but God had their name. God had their names. You'll be surprised how many names will be attached to your name when you get to heaven. For obeying God and proving that you are on his side. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Well, to let you know how much God backs up what we are doing. There is this young man who hated this church, according to his testimony, hated this church with passion. Why? They only share testimony, don't preach the gospel. So they gave him a tract, he tore it. And for 2 weeks could not sleep. No help, no medication could help. Then he suddenly remembered, I tore a tract. He came down here, he said, see, there's nothing left for me now but death. Every place I've gone, I couldn't find help. Then I remember I tore the tract of this church. And from that time, I was plagued. Please, even if I would die, let my soul be saved. Amen. Please come in, Pastor Beecroft. Come and read this. Confession of divine judgment for tearing winners' tracts.
Confession of divine judgment for tearing winners' tracts. I developed hatred, wickedness towards this church right from the time I came from Port Harcourt to Lagos. Something happened 2 Sundays ago. A group of people were sharing testimony tracts and gave one to me. Why I hated this church is because all the tracts I do receive is only testimonies. They don't actually point to salvation to my own wicked understanding. So being so grieved, I tore the tracts that Sunday. Since that day, my life has been in a great mess. On Monday, I fell sick with fever, cold, typhoid. They even said I had hepatitis. I went to the hospital since that day till today. I have not slept. I couldn't get myself up to this time. Look at me. The only thing remaining for me is death. I can't sleep because I went contrary to what Jesus said. He said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I have sought solution to all possible places, yet no solution. Until at last I remember that I tore a tract belonging to Winner's Chapel. So I said, let me come. Even if God will not save my life, let my soul be saved. So, if God will deliver me, I will never stand against any church in my life.
Give the Lord praise. Read his name.
The name, Daniel Ifeanyi Okorie. Please put your hands together in appreciation of Jesus.
Amen. He will never tear any tract belonging to any church again. Isn't that deliverance? Well, he was helped. Jesus had mercy on him. And then, now, that was a believer. Not an unbeliever. It's a hard thing for you to kick against the priest. There shall be mighty deliverances in the course of this operation who is on the Lord's side. Someone was captured and had this flyer on his back pocket by ritual killers. The flyer flew from the back pocket to the front of the shrine. The shrine shook. What is this? What is this? Go. They drove all of them. They asked them all to leave the place. They were rescued by the power of God on the tract. So it's a rescue agent. It's a sickle of harvest. Somebody's story is changing. You remember that my daughter's testimony from Port Harcourt? In the midst of ritual killers, threw her bag when they carried her little child from her. The flyer came out of the bag and I began to speak in tongues on it. Amen. That's why they call Papa a juju man. It's the Holy Ghost juju. You can't beat it any day. Now, listen to me. Everyone you give this track to, whether they respond on the spot or afterwards, no one will escape. No one will escape. No one will escape. They will fall for Christ. They will testify that they did. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Stand to your feet, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Lift your two hands to heaven and ask God to empower you and grace you to fulfill your ministry of reconciliation and grant ties during this operation who is on the Lord's side. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Now, stretch forth your hands and let's release this tract. Now, we're getting it in all the places latest by this evening, in all the locations. It's already in the main center, but it will go around everywhere today. We have it already here in Canaan land. So, all of us who are here, you want to be part of who is on the Lord's side army. Praise God. So carry it, go to the market, give them. Go to the street, give them. Go to the buses, give them. Let everybody have it. Can I hear your amen? Amen. They may not be going through that thing. Somebody in their family may be going through it. Somebody might be challenged with his job. Somebody might be challenged with childbearing. You are just out. As a sower, scattering the seed. Jesus is Lord. Now pray. Holy Ghost, breathe upon these tracts. Breathe upon these flyers. Let your fire be burning upon each copy of these tracts and flyers. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's done. The breath of the Holy Ghost is upon these publications. It will lead to convictions, massive conversions, and massive ingathering of souls into the kingdom. They shall all abide in the faith. And abide in this church for life in the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. Now I pray that everyone engaging in this operation be openly rewarded. I pray that everyone engaging be speedily rewarded. I pray that no one's service shall be in vain in the name of Jesus. The day is declared open as your day of breaking forth, your day of acceptable stewardship. In Jesus' name, lift up those two hands and give God thanks.
Lift your hand, lift your voice, and give glory unto God. Appreciate Him from the depth of your heart. He's worthy. Give Him thanks. Give Him praise. Celebrate Him. Glorify Him. Honor Him. He's worthy of all the praise. He's worthy of all the glory. He's worthy of all the honor and of all the adoration. Bless the name of the Most High God. Father, we have come to say thank you. We have come to glorify you. We have come to honor you. We have come to give you praise. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed.